Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Since the ceasefire agreement has taken place, have Hamas used this time to recuperate and plan more attacks of terror on Israel? Joining us on the line to unpack this issue, we welcome once again Elliot Cohen, Israel-based strategist and communications consultant. Elliot, good afternoon to you. Thanks once again for taking the time to join us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Hi, Michael.
Good to have you on board once again, Elliot. This headline that reads in the Jerusalem Post, Hamas planned attacks on IDF soldiers, settlements during the ceasefire, Defense Minister Israel Katz reveals. From your perspective, Elliot, yes, do you agree with this? Have Hamas used this time to recuperate and plan more attacks of terror on Israel? What are we looking at?
Certainly. Just today, they again tried to fire a missile into Israel. It ended up landing in the Gaza Strip, but they haven't changed an iota of their ideology or their desire to eliminate Israel and kill Jews, and so nothing really has changed. As a matter of fact, they're doing everything they can to try and recuperate in the Gaza Strip. And by letting in all the foreign aid and everything else, it's enabling them to continue to be wealthy and have a stranglehold over the populace there.
So from what I'm gathering from what you are saying, Elliot, it seems as if, they are increasing in numbers and military strength, visibly.
Yeah, I mean, we can see that also with the propaganda props that they're doing around the release of hostages too. You see that they are well fed and clean, pressed army gear and all that kind of stuff. You know, they weren't totally eliminated, and that's something that's still on the table. And you know, they're doing everything they can. You know, part of what they're demanding now for continuing this hostage release or going on to the next stage would enable them to completely maintain what they have and continue to rebuild.
Do you think that they're really in a position now to really derail this whole process? What do you make of it regarding the hostage deal?
No, not really. I think they're actually, since the administration has changed in Washington, they're in much worse shape. They don't hold as many cards, you know, except for the hostages. But I don't think that they can play it as they thought to the end. And Israel already saying that they're not going to be removing their forces from the Philadelphia corridor, which is the passageway between the Gaza Strip and Egypt, which is a major smuggling route and all that throughout all these years. So, I think I mentioned it last week, but I think what's in the cards is to try and get as many people out as possible, and then resume because there's no way that this can be resolved according to Hamas's terms. So it's just a question how far we can continue to push the lines.
Indeed. Elliot, just very quickly, do you by any chance see this kind of development happening with Hezbollah on the northern front?
Hezbollah is in a different situation because there is a government there. And the government wants to move on, and Hezbollah is not in the same situation. Again, their backing and their proxy and their sources of money have dried up as well now too. So I think in the north the situation is a little bit better. First of all, we're just about approaching the month of Adar, which is known as a month of good luck for the Jewish people. So if we look at it esoterically, I think things, please God, only get better.
Indeed. Elliot, we're going to leave it there. Thanks, as always, for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive to give us your thoughts as to the status of Hamas as it stands right now. Elliot Cohen, Israel-based strategist and communications consultant, joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.